Hi there, this is Kimberly Oliver from Living from the Heart. I pray you are well today, that your heart is good, and that you're growing in everything you do. You know, life is all about leadership. You know, leadership of ourselves. So many times we don't think about, when we think about leadership, we think about someone that is dictated or someone that has, the bottom line is we view leadership as something that's out there. But the true factor is you are a leader. If you are doing anything in life, if you're a parent, if you're a worker, or whatever you are, you're called to be a great leader. And so many times that is hindered by our heart condition. You know, on Living from the Heart, we talk a lot about heart decisions and things that affect our heart. Because I believe that everything, well, the Bible says that the issues of life flow out of your heart. And, you know, in past podcasts, we've talked about different things that affect us and affect our heart and how we see things and how we navigate through life. Well, today we're going to be talking about the leadership of your life. Are you a leader of your life? You know, there's so many times where I feel inadequate to do things. And so the first thing I do is go and read something. I listen to something that's going to lift me up. I try to listen to positive things. You know, our heart is we're constantly feeding our heart and our mind with good things or possibly bad things. Let me ask you something. What do you listen to? If you were to take inventory of your life in a day, what do you listen to the most? You know, some will say the news. Some will say, I just listen to music. Some will say, well, you know, I just kind of go through life and I don't really listen to anything. But you're listening to something. So why don't we listen to things that are going to grow us, that are going to make us strong, that make us think differently? Because if you think differently, you will lead differently, right? Bob Hamp, one of my favorite counselors, he's actually my personal counselor. He wrote a book called Think Differently, Lead Differently. Think about that. Think Differently, Lead Differently. You can look it up on Amazon. It's Bob Hamp, H-A-M-P. And he is a phenomenal teacher about the mind and the heart. He's just phenomenal. I've gone to him for years for different things. And I listen to his books and I listen to his podcast and his Facebook Lives because I love listening to the knowledge to feed me, to make me better. You know, if you're not getting better, what are you doing? If you're not growing, are you dying? I hope your answer is I'm growing. And I pray that you have a leadership mentality that I want to grow. You know, the Bible says a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. That's in Proverbs 17:22. Think about that. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Think about a crushed spirit. What would cause a crushed spirit? Think about that for a minute. Well, a crushed spirit to me is someone that has no hope, that has no, they have no desire for the future, that they're dependent on the things that are right now. And it's amazing how we can get into the right now, what feels good and what makes me feel good right now, because it's amazing that that we will get caught up in the right now. What makes me feel good right now? Well, that's not necessarily the things that are going to help you grow forever and to be on a continual growth path in your life. You know, I feel and I believe 100% that God has called us to prosper. The Bible says in Philippians, it says, I have plans for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a good life. I'm sorry, it's Jeremiah 29:11. I did that last week. I gave you the wrong scripture. It's Jeremiah 29:11. But it does say, for I have plans for you, plans to prosper you and grow you, plans to give you a good life. Well, in doing that, we have to do something. We can't just sit here. God's not going to just say, poof, I give it to you. Without us taking action, we have to take action, right? If we just sit there and just wait for it to happen to us, we're going to be waiting a very long time. And that's what crushed spirit dries up bones. I feel like our bones get dried up because we don't act. We sit there and we get stuck. Do you feel stuck today? I want you to ask yourself, take inventory of you. Do you feel stuck? If you do feel stuck, it's real easy to get unstuck. You just have to make a decision. If you make a decision, you know what? I am not going to be stuck. I'm going to continually grow. And you get a plan and you time block time for you to listen to good podcasts, to listen to good things. It's so easy today. We have no excuse, people. My friend, we have no excuse at all. We have things at our fingertips that we can grow. We can put on a podcast. We can listen to great things. It will continually help you grow as a person. Because, you know, I think God, we are children of God. If you're a believer, if you've confessed Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're a Christian. You are saved. Does that mean that you are just instantly there? Does that mean that you're instantly, that the fruit of your life is going to be that of a Christian? No, that is cultivated. Leaders are not born. They are grown. You have to grow yourself. You have to make a decision. I'm going to grow in my life and I'm going to do things to help me. Philippians 4:13 says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who influences my inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. That is good. That's in Philippians 4:13. That's out of the Amplified Bible. But I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. Christ will empower you. Jesus is there to help you, but he's not going to do anything if you're just sitting there on your bum, just going, okay, God, do it. God, come on, do it. It's not like we can download and just say, here, do it. And it just downloads into us. No, we have to make a decision to say, yes, Lord, I want to grow. I want to become a better leader. I want to be a better daughter. I want to be a better son for you. It takes you making a decision. So I want to ask you today, what is holding you back? What is holding you back? Something might just had come to your mind just now when I said that. What is holding you back? And something popped up in your brain as you heard that. It could be, it's my mindset. It's the way I think about things. It's my attitude. It's my actions. It's my habits. It's my not being honest with myself. It could be I'm not being totally open and embracing what's new to me. It could be a lot of different things. You have to discover that for yourself. No one can point that out for you. Well, I mean, somebody could. I mean, you could ask a friend, hey, what do you see that I don't see? And if you have good friends in your life, they're going to tell you the truth. But, you know, ask the question sometimes. Somebody you trust, ask them, what is holding me back? What do you see that I don't see? Because if you'll do that, it's amazing what you'll find. Because sometimes we have to ask questions. What is holding me back? Why am I not becoming the person that I know I can become? Because let me tell you, my friend, it is really most of the time we can't blame, oh, it's the way I was raised, or oh, it was my past, or oh, it's what my ex-husband did to me. Oh, it's what my best friend did to me. There is no excuse. The only thing that stops you from growing is you. Think about that. You have to take responsibility for you. You can't give somebody else power that only you can control. You control what controls you. You can say, you know what? This is not lining up with my purpose. This is not lining up with the Word of God. Or you can say, you know what? This is in line with God, but I just have to organize it the way that it can fit into my life. Remember in the past series, we talked about the big rocks. You know, we talked about God, family, job. You know, your big rocks in your life are the things that mean the most to you. And if you cultivate and protect those big rocks in your life and you do it consistently, you can't do it today and not do it tomorrow. You have to do it consistently. And, you know, sometimes that takes focus. It takes focus to say, okay, what are my big rocks? You know, I used to have three rocks on my desk and I had God, family, and then business. And I had them sitting on my desk as a reminder for me to focus on my big rocks. Because so many times it's so easy to let those pebbles come in that really aren't important. And I try to put those in my jar first. And then I'm thinking, oh, well, now my big rocks won't fit. Well, you have to pay attention to those pebbles and you have to pay attention to that sand. and you have to pay attention to the water, because if you get all of any of that out of order, you're going to fall off and you're going to feel frustrated. So I want to encourage you today to look at your big rocks. Look at the things that really matter to you, because, you know, if you don't stay focused on your life and where you're going, you're going to get frustrated. And it is a constant battle. I am not going to lie. It is a constant battle. Every day I have to look and say, okay, this is what my goal is. This is what my big picture is. I'm focused on me. I'm focused on growing in to be the best grandmother I can be to my grandson. I'm growing in to be the best business person I can be. I'm growing in to be the best friend I can be to the people that are around me. And I want to fit all that in, because that goes with family, right? Because your friends become family. So if you have friends in your life that are cheering you on and doing life as you do, they're growing and they're growing to the next thing to be great leaders, and they're growing on the same path as you, they're not going to try to take from you. They're going to grow with you. They're going to support your dreams. They're going to support what you're doing. They're going to cheer you on. Surround yourself with people that are going where you want to go. If you're surrounding yourself with people that you feel like you have to drag along, and that you have to constantly coddle and tell them they're okay, and if you have to do that constantly, that will drain your energy. Remember, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up bones. Well, a crushed spirit can be things that drain you. So you have to protect your heart. You have to recognize things that are not good for you. If they're not good for you, get rid of it. You know, or realign it. You know, set boundaries. Do things to protect you, whatever that is. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to get rid of them. But you know what? If you can't have an honest conversation with someone and say, you know, look, this is the path that I'm on, and I'm growing, and I'm doing this, and I can't go out with you to the ball game next week because I have a leadership thing, or I have a church thing, I have a small group, I have an accountability group, I have something that I'm doing for me, it's on my calendar, so I have an appointment for me. There is nothing wrong with doing that. You know, at Keller Williams, where I work for one of the greatest companies in the world for real estate, and I love it because they always challenge me to be better. Yeah, we have small groups. We have small groups. We have a leadership group. We have a farm and ranch group. We have so many groups that help us grow. I have no excuse for not growing, because I have it right in front of me. I'm in a culture of growth. And when you set your mind to be in a culture of growth, you're going to grow. Look at the people around you. Are the people around you that you surround yourself with, are they growing? Are they getting better? Are they trying to get to the next level in their life to become a better person? That doesn't mean somebody's getting better stuff, getting a better car, getting a better house. It doesn't mean that at all. But are they growing as a person? Are they striving to be better? Are they encouraging? Are they doing things that you admire about them? Because I can tell you, if you don't admire them and if you don't want to be like them, then you might want to question yourself, why am I hanging around this person so much? You know, why not, instead of giving them 50% of your time, you give them 10% of your time, because they're not adding to your life. Because in life, we have to protect our hearts. Because out of the heart, the abundance of life flows. And remember, in Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. You know, again, in Philippians 4:13, it says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses my inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. So we can't do it in ourselves, but with Christ, we can do all things. That was out of Philippians 4:13, Amplified Version. You know, in my quiet time this morning, I was thinking about the things. I was thinking about my week. You know, I have made a commitment to grow in my leadership this year. I have made a commitment to be better in my business. You know, in my business right now, it's tough. And you may think about your business, because in your life, everybody has to work, right? I mean, I have to work. I work every single day. Sometimes I work 7 days a week, and I try not to. I try to take Sunday as a Sabbath, but sometimes in real estate, people want to see houses, you know, things pop up on the market and you've got to go see it fast in the market that we live in today. And sometimes I have to reallocate my time. I'm constantly rearranging my time. And if I'm not careful, I will take away that time that I spend with one of my big rocks, which is God. If I don't spend time with God and I don't keep God at the center of my life, everything below that, the pebbles, all the things in my circle, they can get out of alignment. But if I keep the main thing, and I focus on my big rocks in life, which is God, family, and business, those are my three big rocks. And keep in mind, family could be best friends, because family is not always people that we're born into. Family can be people that you've embraced to go on a journey with you. When I say family, I mean people in your core circle, people that are close to you. That could be a boyfriend, a girlfriend, family members, a son, a daughter, a mom, a dad. It could be a coach. It could be all those things that we surround ourselves with. That's family to me. It doesn't necessarily mean by birth, but birth is certainly part of it. I mean, my grandson, you know, that I have him to raise. I got him when he was 3 years old. And, you know, suddenly after that, I went through a divorce. And, you know, that was earth shaking to me. Here I've got a 3-year old who had issues of neglect. And I had all kinds of things that I had to do to take care of him, because his little heart was dried up bones, because he didn't have a cheerful heart. He did not have that because it was not put into him. So I took this little 3-year old and I began to put things into my, I began to put good medicine into him. And after 2 years, I can tell you, he is a different child. Today, my grandson is 5 and he's thriving. We're still working on putting those good things in his heart, because there's some things that he didn't get when he was 3 that I began when he was 3. So I missed a whole 3 years of really putting good stuff in on a consistent basis. Even though I saw Brock, you know, once every 6 weeks, I would get him for a weekend or a week. You know, his other influence got him for a lot more. And the other influence shaped his life that I had to reshape when I got him. Well, that's just like our life. If we surround ourselves with things that aren't growing us, as I began in the beginning, and we get our heart out of alignment, it can begin to filter and dry up things. It can dry up our bones. So you have to protect your heart. Protect those things that pertain to you. You know I talk a lot about the heart. Living from the heart is all about conversations like this. You know, I've started a Facebook page, Living from the Heart. I've also got a personal page, just Kimberly Ann Oliver, that you can tune in. And I try to post things from my heart to encourage people, because I believe leaders broadcast hope. If you're not broadcasting hope on a continuous basis, then what are you doing? Because you are called to be a leader. And everybody thinks a leader is like the top of an organization or the top of this. No, a leader is being a leader of your life, a leader of your life. Nobody can do it for you. Nobody can wave a magic wand and go, poof, you're a leader. You have to make a decision to let the inner strength, like Philippians talked about, that inner strength of God to come infuse you. But you have to make a decision to do that. And it's so easy, my friend. I'm not going to lie. It is so easy. I deal with things on a daily basis where things try to crimp into my life. They try to creep in and take a place. And it might not be a bad thing. It may just be somebody wanting to go out and have a coffee, or somebody wanting to go and hear a concert. And those are all good things. But does it interrupt my time that I have blocked for growth? Because I time block those things. When I look at my calendar right now, I'm looking at 3 time blocks where I've got 3 things time blocked that are going to help me grow as a leader. I want to encourage you to do that. Here at HLE Radio, there is so many great, great speakers. There's so many things at our fingertips that we can listen to for free. You can go to podcasts. If you went to my podcast or my audiobooks, you'll find all things on leadership that help me grow. I constantly listen to things that are going to help me grow in my relationship with God. You know, if it doesn't help me grow in my leadership or in my relationship with God, I don't listen to it. Right now, I don't have time. So I'm on a path of growth. And the reason this program is going on today is because I want to help you grow. And I'm very thankful that I had someone sponsor me and help me pay for this program, Mr. Rick Smith, and he does a podcast right after me. You know, he sponsored me. He goes, Kimberly, I want to get you on the air. I want you to speak out loud and share what you share. Well, you know, it costs money to do this. It costs money to be on a program. It costs money for airtime. HLE Radio has staff, and they have to make all this happen so that you can hear the word, so that you can grow with us. And so they are the vehicle that does this. And Mr. Rick Smith sponsored me, and he has paid for my program. I mean, if you would like to give into this, you can always go to Rick Smith's and give to that, because he's sponsoring me. I don't have a 501c3 set up yet, but in the future I will. But Living from the Heart is just my platform that I do to broadcast hope so that you'll have hope. And so, my friend, I just want to tell you, we have so many things around us. There's no excuse for not growing. There's no excuse. And, you know, and I'm not going to say that what you've been through isn't devastating or it's not heart-wrenching. I've got friends that have lost loved ones. They've lost spouses. They've lost children. And I cannot even imagine what that feels like. I can't imagine what it feels like to lose a loved one, to lose a life partner through death, or to lose a child through death. I mean, I have two amazing boys. My oldest one just turned 35 on Sunday, or no, it was Saturday, on the 13th of March. And you know, I think about that. I am 56 years old. I'm almost 57, and I'm growing, and I am just now really embracing some of the truths that I'm telling you now. Now, I've always been about leadership, but I am intentional. My word this year for my life was intentional. That means everything I do, everything I want is intentional. And sometimes I forget about that word. I forget about the word I set for my life. I chose that word because I believe that's what God told me, to be intentional. But I made a decision. I'm going to be intentional. So I encourage you today to find a word, identify what you really want in life. And sometimes you just have to go away, you know, go away by yourself, get quiet, and just ask the Lord, Lord, show me my life. Show me what I'm not seeing. What do you see, Father, that I don't see? You know, I did that same thing back in January, and God began to show me how I had things out of alignment. I was going for the here and now, and what affected me, what affected my emotions, my inner strength. And I noticed in my life that I was out of alignment in some things, that I wasn't asking God on everything to say, God, is this what you want or is this what I want? And, you know, I had to go through that process and kind of identify. And it was kind of rocky because some things that I started, I had to say, you know, no, that's not part of my purpose now. Just last night, okay? Last night, I'll give you a good, just a small example. But last night, I was scrolling through Facebook and I found a friend of mine was selling this fire pit that's really perfect. It would match my patio. It matches my patio furniture. It's got the lava rocks in it. It's a little fireplace that's exactly like my coffee table I have now, but it's a fire pit. And I thought, oh my gosh, it's so cute. And it's only $350. If I was to buy it new, it would be like $1,000. And I'm thinking, that's a great deal. I think I want to buy it. So I text her and I said, hey, I really like that. She's a friend of mine. And she goes, okay, well, it's $350. You know, I thought, you know what? I've got some things coming up at the end of the month. I thought about it. I stepped back and go, God, I have a big thing coming up at the end of the month where that maybe that's not a good idea. Maybe that does not fit into my financial goals for this month. So maybe I should wait. Well, you know, to me, okay, it's a great deal. Will I find another deal like that? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But I really wanted that fire pit because I love the outdoors and I love sitting outside. And I'm thinking, gosh, at nighttime, it'd be so nice to sit up on my patio and look at the river and have a fire pit to keep me warm. Well, yeah, that's all good. Would God want that? Yes, He would. There's nothing wrong with it. but is it the right timing for my life today on the goals that I have for today and what I've got coming up for the month and for the coming months? Is it the best timing? Well, no, you know, it's not. It wasn't the best timing. So I text her back and I said, you know what? I'm sorry. I jumped the gun. I really was excited. I'd really like to have that, but I'm not going to do that right now. You know, that is what I'm talking about, my friend. Things will come. I call it a squirrel. You know, things will come and you think, oh, this is so exciting. This is great. And that could be anything. That could be a new friend. It could be a new toy. It could be a new this, a new that. It could be something that it's not a bad thing. But does it fit into what you're trying to accomplish for today? You have to ask yourself that in all things. You do, because he has given you the strength for all things. He gives you strength and he empowers you. He does all those things for you. He infuses your inner strength. And you have to do that. You have to look at things that infuse you, because if it doesn't infuse your inner strength, or if it robs you from that, you have to look at those things, because that might not be a good thing for you. So I pray today has encouraged you. Remember, Living from the Heart is a broadcast that I broadcast twice a week. And you can hear this on Saturday morning. And you can also hear it tonight as you're hearing it on the radio tonight at 9 o'clock on HLE Radio. It's a great radio station. They have country western artists. They also have great speakers that speak life into you. And it's a great broadcast for you to enjoy. And I pray that you protect your heart today and that you continue to do inventory. And remember, if something is not taking you towards your goals of what your inner desires, those secret desires of your life that you want, if it's not promoting that, take inventory and change it. Excuse me, because leaders are made. You've got to make yourself a great leader. Well, if you've never received Jesus as your personal Savior, I want to pray with you now. And it's real easy. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior, to become the ruler of my life, and show me, Father, things that I don't see. Father, I ask you to help me be a daughter or a son. I pray that you would, I just ask you to help me. Perhaps you didn't have that, but God can show you how to be a daughter or a son. So, Father, we ask you today to help us be the best daughter or son we can be. And we ask you to come live in our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you just prayed that prayer with me today, I want you to know you are born again. You are a Christ follower. Find a good church, a Bible church. Find good things to feed you and become the best version of yourself that you can become. This is Kimberly Oliver from Living from the Heart. You can find me on Facebook at Kimberly Ann Oliver or Living from the Heart on Facebook. And I look forward to hearing from you. If this bless you, please message me. Let me know that you listen to the broadcast, and I would love to hear from you. And I pray today you do inventory and you listen to this again and you take notes and become the best version of yourself. God bless you and all you do. I'm praying for you. I'm cheering for you. God is faithful and he's got you. Just let him take the wheel. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Hey there, this is Randy Fincham from the HLE Christian Country Countdown. Glad you're here listening today, and I hope these songs and all of the HLE radio programming are brightening and blessing your day wherever you are. That's what HLE radio is all about, ministry first. Hey, want to be a blessing to others? Then we could sure use your help. Now more than ever, we are a 501c3 nonprofit radio station that greatly needs your support to stay on the air. Just go to HLEradio.com and click on the donate button to make a totally secure monthly or one-time donation via PayPal. You can also mail in your donation to HLE Radio, 410 North Main Street, Jennings, Louisiana, 70546. Hey, you've heard Hunter say it many times, little is much when God is in it, and whatever amount you can give, big or small, will make a huge difference as HLE Radio continues to be all about the Father's business. HLEradio.com, then click on donate. It's that simple to be a blessing today.
Hello, HLE World. My name is Robbie Lynn, and every Sunday night, we now come to you exclusively right here on HLE Radio from 9 p.m. to midnight. We got great Christian country positive message songs. We got interviews with some of the great Christian country stars and mainstream country artists, and we just hope you like what we do. And do know that we are proud to be a part of the HLE Radio family. Join us this Sunday exclusively on HLEradio.com.